Resources for Leadership Module. In this module, we will discuss leadership and the vital role that leaders play in the development of behavioral health systems, not just in policy, but in creating a safe place that allows your members to access the highest, most competent levels of care. Leaders need to look at all the benefits that come with starting a behavioral access program, such as employee retention, reduced sick leave, improved working conditions, and better customer service within the community. By the end of this module, you will be able to identify the benefits of creating a BHAP, understand and begin to identify trainings for leadership, understand how to collect data and what type of data will be helpful to you, set goals according to your organizational needs, assess your operational environment, create policy that will fit your organization, understand how to make your program sustainable, and know how to identify and disseminate resources for your employees. Having a healthy workforce is the main driving force behind creating a Behavioral Health Access Program, or BHAP for short. First responders dedicate much of their careers to training and perfecting their trade. This is done in the hopes that they can make well-informed decisions when faced with unique, challenging, and sometimes life-or-death situations. Simply put, the reason we train is to keep us safe. First responders and your organization may place a significant emphasis on maintaining a healthy lifestyle physically. While this is vitally important, more and more, we are learning that a healthy body combined with a healthy mind will yield the best results. By investing in behavioral health access programs, your members will be better equipped to handle the hard decisions about where to access support. By investing in behavioral health access programs, your members will be better equipped to handle the hard decisions about where to access support by utilizing the tools you have given them. BHAPs will help to reduce member turnover, thus decreasing your onboarding and training costs and providing you with a more experienced workforce. Sick leave use is another area in which you will often see a reduction. Members of a healthier mind and body are less likely to frequently call in sick, thereby reducing the burden on the first responders that work in your department. The external customer will also benefit from your members improving their mental wellness. A healthy workforce directly correlates to an increase in customer satisfaction. Lastly, and most importantly, the creation of a behavioral health access program can prevent loss of life due to suicide by your members. Suicides in the first responder community have been a concern for many years now. As we struggle to get a handle on this tragic reality, it is your duty as a leader to provide the best possible resources for members who may be struggling. As the awareness of first responder suicides and post-traumatic stress disorder rises, so do the number of trainings available to you as leaders of your organization. It often takes time to recognize what trainings would fit best for your organization. We recommend being as proactive as possible. Find training that will help you and your members face adversity. Practical resiliency and mental health awareness training help to create a healthier workforce. Additional training topics may include identifying barriers to your members seeking help, how to reduce stigma surrounding mental wellness, and how to change the climate of your organization. It is important that members understand how to seek help appropriately, and that if they do so, they will not face punitive measures, but rather the support and resources described throughout this toolkit. It is easy to recognize the bravery required of someone who puts their life on the line to help others. What is often less understood is that the desire to help, or calling to serve, may come from personal adverse experiences and their own childhood trauma. The desire to be a person who can put away the bad guy, be there in a moment of crisis, save someone from danger, and provide comfort and support may come out of a lack of support they receive personally, or in honor of those who help them in a time of need. First responders are, at their core, helpers who seek to problem solve and protect others during a crisis. They do this repeatedly, shift after shift, hoping to save lives, demonstrating their strength, resilience, and courage. It is important that command staff receive training on this dynamic, along with the potential impact of repeated exposure to trauma in their jobs. Staff needs training on how to maintain healthy brain functioning before and after trauma exposure, things to look out for that may indicate a member needs help, and agency-specific behavioral health data. We will give examples of these behavioral health data in the next section of this training.